Like I can't call her. And so all eyes are on Rafah as we are forced to watch in horror the utter brutality of Israel's attacks on Palestinian people. The level of bloodshed and devastation that the Palestinian people have had to endure, particularly in the last few months, is unimaginable. Israel's bombing of a displaced camp of tents is indefensible. The images and stories coming out of Rafah are truly gut-wrenching. What's worse is that the international community has allowed this to happen. What's happening in Rafah is happening because Israel has not been punished for the previous atrocities it has committed against Palestinians. Israel has been protected by the US and the EU while it continues its murderous invasions. Israel has been facilitated and even armed by the US and the EU to carry out this genocide. The recognition of the state of Palestine is a symbolic gesture, but it is an empty one if we continue to be complicit in Israel's genocide of Palestine as well. Ireland is Israel's fourth biggest market for all types of goods, and Ireland's exports to Israel of restricted dual-use goods that have potential military purposes grew nearly sevenfold last year from €11 million to more than €70 million. How can we allow this? How can we claim to care about the Palestinian people while at the same time arming those who are causing them this devastation and destruction? It is truly sickening to think of it. This government has continued to allow the shipment of dual-use goods to Israel and yet wants a pat on the back for simply recognising the state of Palestine and its people. We should have recognised Palestine decades ago. Most countries across the globe already recognise the state of Palestine. We were an outlier, along with some other EU countries, the UK, the US, Canada and Australia, in not recognising the state of Palestine until now. Recognising statehood is the very least we could do at this point. What Palestine needs now is action. The people of Palestine desperately need the government to stop facilitating this genocide by allowing the US aircraft to pass through Shannon and to end its trade relationship with Israel. It is time to take meaningful action and ensure that we play no part in aiding Israel's apartheid regime. In his opening statement, the Taoiseach said there is an onus on every country and on the European Union to use every lever at our disposal to bring about a ceasefire. And it is no longer enough to just condemn, it is no longer enough just to be repulsed. All I am asking is that the Taoiseach stay true to his own words and that he can start by passing the Air Navigation and Transport Arms Embargo Bill 2024 in the Shannon tomorrow. The bill looks to provide restrictions on the transport and export of weapons through the state to Israel, including where they are coming from or going to, a country where it exports weapons as well. If the Taoiseach was being honest in his opening statement, then he should have no issue with restricting the transport of weapons to Israel, and I look forward to hearing the Minister's response on this.